Fellow Americans, and all of those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. It is Thursday here in the good old USA. Don't know what it is where you're at. I know that I think it's Wednesday there in where the oil's, the wars for oil is going on. I think it's Wednesday over there. But anyway, welcome back to the show, and we have a guest with us tonight, and we're going to be talking about one of my most important topics that I talk about every once in a while, or allude to anyway, and it is a solution to our problems. It is not just talking about problems here on the Officer Jack McLam program. We police and soldiers, represented by two organizations of police and soldiers up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, one being Police and Military Against the New World Order, and then our publication organization, which is Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, realize that we have been taken over in this nation. We realize this because we do our research and we do our studying, and people such as, a lot of people, presidents, prime ministers, Supreme Court justices, and others have told us that we've been taken over. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said on November 21st, I think it was, 1933, in a letter to Colonel E. Mandel House, that he said, "The real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson." Absolutely correct. Rowan Gaither, head of the Ford Foundation, is another one that told us. Barry Goldwater, Senator Barry Goldwater, told us we were being taken over in his book, With No Apologies, by that title. And in that book, I'll draw on that tonight as we invite our guest on with us tonight. He told us that these international crime families that have taken over the nations of the world, England, America, Israel, Germany, France, all these nations of the world, are consolidating the four centers of power. You could quote for me what they are, because we've said this so many times on the Officer Jack McLam program. But when we get back, we're going to talk about this, and we're going to invite our guest on, who is an expert in one of these particular areas tonight that have been taken over as a center of power in the USA. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program right after this break.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Night here in the USA to the Officer Jack McLam program. Tonight we're talking about solutions to how to bring our nation back under God and our constitutional republic with a dear pastor who is an expert in a particular area that we need to know about tonight. And I was just ending up at the break saying that all of us should be able to quote the four centers of power that have been taken over in America that Senator Barry Goldwater stated in his book that the international crime cartels were going to be taking over. Go and call them out with me. Political, and that has been done. As you know, the politics in America, we have one political party, as Pat Buchanan says correctly, is one bird of prey with two wings, the Republican Socialist Party and the Democratic Socialist Party. So they're both a socialist party, so we have one party. The monetary system's been taken over. I just read you a quote by FDR saying it's been taken over and controlled since the days of Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, and he's correct. The intellectual, the schools, and communication systems, anything that is intellectual where you learn about what is going on or you learn from your school, then that has, of course, been taken over today. And our only hope for that particular area is as alternative news and alternative communications like we're on here tonight on Republic Broadcasting Network. And then the fourth one was the ecclesiastical area, the fourth center of power that would be taken over. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Because, folks, the answer to our problems here is not getting us back under, getting us another political party. It's not taking back control of the monetary system. It's not taking back control of the intellectual area. But first and foremost, we must bring us back under God in this nation, because it is with God that freedom rings. I mean, God is the author of liberty. The Bible says that, and there is no liberty where God doesn't exist. So tonight we're praising the Lord for having Pastor Joe Jockowitz on with us tonight. He has a wonderful website called ChristBibleChurch.com, I think it is. No, .org. ChristBibleChurch.org. And you can look that up after we get off the air, and I hope you will go to his website. So let's welcome now Pastor Joe Jockowitz with us tonight. Pastor Joe, good to have you on the Officer Jack McLam program tonight.
Thank you, Jack, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, my goodness, this is so important. You know, in our New Year's letter, Pastor, we just are mailing out today as we speak. We've got our new police and military publication today, and we're just working long hours to get it mailed out to all of our subscribers out there. And in that, we have a first of the year letter from me and from the staff here. And in there, we said, Pastor, that we have organizations in America today, wonderful people, wonderful, well-meaning Americans joining together to bring us back under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights so we can have liberty and freedom. And they even want to take over a state and move into this state and concentrate on getting the state back under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights so we can have freedom and liberty and prosperity again. Pastor, you and I know that is not the foundations of this nation. The foundations, according to the Founding Fathers, and we have so many of their quotes, if people would just read their documentation, that it was God and his laws that this nation was built on, brother. And so do you see any way we can get back our nation and people get back their freedom and liberty if we just concentrate on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights?
No way. We'll never get back to God and break up the moral decay that our nation is immersed in through the Constitution of the United States. The founding fathers of our nation were greatly influenced by the Lord himself. They received much common grace to infuse into the Constitution such a great light and such justice and equity and all of these great moral virtues, because they borrowed them from the Bible. The founding principles of our nation, as reflected in our Constitution, many of them are core teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. So our founding fathers were greatly influenced by the Bible, by the illumination and the divine revelation and the information that the Holy Spirit had dispensed into their hearts. Many of the founding fathers were believers, pastors, men who were truly knew the Lord, and they brought with them to the development of our nation, the Constitution, and our moral principles, this background of much knowledge and experience in the Lord Jesus Christ. Plus, during that time period, in the 18th century in particular, on the one hand, during the French Revolution, when the seeds of apostasy came into fruition in Europe, our nation was experiencing a revival through George Whitefield, through Jonathan Edwards, and John Wesley, and others who came to the United States from Great Britain. And many indigenous pastors in the U.S. also were used of God to bring about, in New England in particular, a great revival which caused our nation to be founded on many, many biblical principles. Many of our first universities and colleges were seminaries before they, over the next 100 years, went completely to a secular curriculum.
Yes,
like Harvard University, for example. So
So
we see that it was God through revival and God through greatly influencing our founding fathers to inculcate and to include in the development of the Constitution very sound biblical principles that founded our nation. And the only way back is the same way we started, through the Lord. He alone can preserve the spiritual fabric and life of a nation. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Very good. And, you know, that's right in line, Pastor, with what James Madison, John Adams, matter of fact, stated, that our Constitution that was based on biblical law was wholly inadequate for any people other than a religious and moral people. He said it wouldn't work if we install the Constitution and we're not a religious and moral people. He says it's wholly inadequate. It will not work. And, of course, James Madison made that statement that we've staked the whole future of American civilization not on the power of government. He said we sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God.
Yeah.
And even Benjamin Franklin, who people say, oh, he wasn't a Christian. Oh, you ought to hear, you should read some of his writings. He said man will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants.
Yeah.
And so all the way through this founding of this nation, you find God maybe like today, he has to hit somebody up the head with a 2x4 to get them to pay attention. But these men were based our system, even if some of them weren't the greatest Christians in the world, they based the foundation, as Andrew Jackson says, the Bible is the rock on which our republic rests.
You're 100% right. And actually, the environment, the hostile environment in which the church and believers and pastors find themselves in for the last 10 years in America, where Christians and Christianity are now the enemy, public enemy number one, this is normal for the church. It's a rare exception to have a nation so closely in embracing the Bible and its principles. When we first started our nation, we were a very, very rare breed. If you study church history, we were almost a voluntary, spontaneous theocracy. Nobody legislated Christianity to us because we were willing to embrace the Bible and the gospel, and we willingly used the Bible principles to as the basis of our Constitution. If you study church history, it is, I don't know, maybe I can count on two hands the amount of nations who started out so closely identifying with the Bible. Just now, I'd say the last 10, 15 years, we've pretty much arrived at the normal relationship the culture and government has with the church, which is one of bare toleration and one of hostility. And the church, as you know, the seed of the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The church flourishes in an environment of militancy and hostility.
That's right. I remember.
Not that we don't want to get back to our principles. Don't get me wrong. I'm first on the list who want to return to the God of our fathers. But the situation we're in now, which is terrible in terms of the moral decay of our culture and so forth, and the breakdown of seminaries, the failure of seminaries, the apostasy of the church, this is normal for Christianity. Nominal Christianity usually is, throughout the history of the world, especially the last 2,000 years, is the mainstay for the church, because Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen.
That's right. There's a lot of people jumping up today and running down to become ministers of God. But a lot of these people, if you actually talk to them, you find out they weren't called by the Lord. They ran down and jumped in. And
right.
So makes a big difference if the Lord calls you, if you just run down and say, here I am. We'll be right back, brother. Thank you, Pastor Joe, for being with us tonight. We'll be right back, folks, in just a couple minutes with more from Pastor Joe.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stattmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. You know, I forgot, Pastor Joe, to say a couple things about you that our police and military associations will be interested in, and all of our military and police listening out there around the nation and the world today, is Pastor Joe is a U.S. Marine. I used to say former until a good friend of mine used to punch me in the arm every time I said former, because there's no former Marines out there. But if Drew's listening, our favorite Marine, he'll be happy to know you're a U.S. Marine, now retired from that as a pastor, but you're also former correctional officer. And so you've had a lot of interesting education in your life, brother, that makes you a better pastor, does it not?
Oh, yes, it definitely does. It helps you to learn when you go through the School of Hard Knocks.
Yes.
And that school is very important in the training and preparation process for our service to the Lord.
Amen. Yes, you've seen a lot, and that's so important that people that become pastors that God has called have some knowledge about what life is all about. And as a U.S. Marine, former correctional officer alone, you have a tremendous amount of knowledge, because I kind of followed the same route. I was I'm a former Vietnam veteran from the Vietnam War era, and I'm also a retired police officer. So I understand the amount of knowledge you gain from that helps you understand what's going on in the world today. Pastor Joe, I want to ask you to describe for us a little bit where we need to start. Now, I want to have you back on several times because we've got so much to talk about.
Yes.
I want you to start with the seminaries. Tell us about the seminaries and the problems we have with that today, because if we're going to take this nation back, we have to start in the ecclesiastical area in the church, and we have to understand what the problem is if we're going to solve the problem. So describe for us a little bit how you feel about the cemeteries, as you like to say, where good people go in and die in what they knew and knew was true. When they come out, they don't know a lot of those things in these seminaries. But go right ahead, and I'll let you take the mic and just tell us, what do you think about these young people that truly, I believe, want to serve the Lord, and they go into these big organizations and come out? How do they come out?
Well, let me say, first of all, Jack, that I'm in favor of an educated ministry. We must be men who can rightly divide the word of truth,
yeah.
Men that have a certain amount of Bible knowledge, both of the written word and of the Lord Jesus Christ. But God is not as concerned about where and how you get that knowledge as you get it. And the seminary institution today has utterly and completely failed. Just like any Christian institution or any Christian device or Bible study aid that is devoid of the power and influence of the Spirit of God will utterly fail. For example, if you look at all of the contemporary sophisticated tools and instruments and Bible study aids, Bible software, sermon preparation software, we've got books that have defined theology and explained the nature of Christianity like a science. We've reduced Christianity to a science. We can look up any Christian topic on the internet from A to Z, any person. We've got dictionaries. We've got Bibles in, 500 different translations. We've got concordances. We've got institutions. If institutions and tools and techniques and methods alone could produce Christians and could sanctify saints, then we'd all be in heaven right now. But we have miserably and utterly failed with all of our sophisticated techniques and all of our schmoozing and fast talking and all of our seminaries which try to train men how to be great counselors, preachers, and good talkers.
Businessmen,
we
too.
Still have utterly and completely failed.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because the church has forsaken its first love. We read in 1 Corinthians 3 that no other foundation can be laid than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We all know that verse, but many fail to read the next verse, which says, "And let us therefore take heed how we build on that foundation." After we get saved, God is just as much concerned about how we reproduce ourselves, which includes the seminary or the training process, as he is with the salvation process itself. And you cannot build a solid foundation on Christ and then turn your back on Christ when you seek to serve him and use man's methods, man's techniques, and man's tools to build a spiritual kingdom which only God can do to begin with. And that's why the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. If anyone was qualified to be a minister based on mere credentials alone, it was the Apostle Paul. In Philippians, he relates himself to his credentials, and he says, "I'm a Jew of Jews, a Hebrew of Hebrews, born of the tribe of Benjamin, studied under Gamaliel, the greatest seminary teacher." But
yeah.
He says, "I consider all those things but dung, that I may gain Christ."
Wow, that's powerful. Okay, brother Joe, stay right where you are, folks. We'll be back after the break with more of this very important message from Pastor Joe tonight.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Goodness gracious, folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and it might sound a little strange to you. We're a police and military association. Matter of fact, two of them, and that's what I concentrate on this show. But it is the foundation of this nation that is so important for police and soldiers and people in the private sector to understand and get back under if we're going to bring this nation back to freedom and liberty like we all would like to have. And get rid of God's enemies in these high positions in these institutions today. Pastor Joe is on with us. He's a U.S. Marine. I won't say former Marine, but he's a pastor now and a former correctional officer. Has a lot of world experience and knowledge, and he also understands how the seminaries have been taken over. I talked to Pastor Joe on my morning show, and we discussed the fact, Pastor Joe, that back in the 50s, the House on Un-American Activities interviewed two leading communists in America, Bella Dodd and Carl Pruschen, who announced to the House on Un-American Activity Committee that their job in America back in the early 50s, and actually before that, was to involve themselves, get communists into positions, high positions in the seminaries, Christian seminaries of America, take them over and destroy the teachings of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, how do you feel about that? Do you think that they were successful to any extent, Pastor Joe?
Well, yes, I do think there definitely was an unhealthy influence from communism and socialism upon the seminaries, but not in the traditional confrontational head-to-head approach, but in a more insidious way. I think that the influence of professors of in religion departments of secular colleges and secular universities throughout the country, many of them are atheists and Hindus or from other religions than Christianity, because they could teach about Christianity but not be Christians themselves if they're a professor or associate professor of religion at a secular or college or university.
Pastor
they write
Joe,
books.
Pastor Joe, yes. Hold on just a second. We're getting a distortion in your phone. I'm getting a distortion in my earpieces here. I don't know if Paul hears
that. How's that? Is that better?
Say something again.
Is that better?
Oh, yes, much better. Yeah, we were losing
I'm sorry,
you
I had
there.
My headset on, but I took it off now.
Oh, okay, very good. All right, go right ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
No problem. Anyway, these professors of religion in secular universities wrote books which took the Bible and it interpreted the scripture and commented on the scripture from a skeptic's and a critic's point of view. And they make very subtle and sometimes not so subtle comments that would undermine a believer's faith in the Bible. They also would make very dogmatic statements about how to teach the Bible from a purely pedantic or a purely teaching perspective without the necessary influence of the Holy Spirit and divine illumination and power that needs to be brought into the whole study process of the Word of God for a pastor. So these brand new seminary students who are learning how to be pastors in seminary are influenced by the writings of secular religionist professors whose textbooks would be recommended and used by conservative seminary professors and Orthodox seminary professors. So I see communistic and socialistic influence in the seminaries in a much more subtle way.
Yes, I think, Pastor Joe, it is definite that these two people interviewed by the House on Un-American Activities in the early 50s said that they would get in there and not necessarily bring in communism and socialism, but they would twist the scriptures, misinterpretate the scriptures, misteach them to destroy Christianity. And so you're right. It was more subtle. And I noticed that as a Christian probably 15 years ago when our police and military association here, Pastor Joe, was just being attacked horribly by Christians because they were of the opinion, and I was too for my whole religious life, that why fight? We're on the next flight. You know, we're leaving next week, so why should we care? Let's just withdraw into our prayer closets, and we're not going to do the work God told us to occupy until his return. We'll just wait for the rapture, which all the preachers were teaching is coming next week. It's at the door. It's very close any minute. And so I found that this was very detrimental. And then, of course, Romans 13, where we were taught that we should obey everything government tells us to do because all government's of God, and which would make the disciples, who all died at the hands of government but one, going against the Word of God. So
right. No, I believe
the communists
that
got in there, and they twisted the teachings, don't you think? And so our ministers today come out, and they're not preaching the full Word of God, and as you said, they don't have the Spirit of God that they need too.
Yeah, I think the biggest failure of pastors and seminaries today is to have the main focus on character and spiritual development and preparation of a pastor, but it's been so lopsided, emphasizing the intellectual to the point of it being an almost exclusive scholastic, monastic, cloistered environment where a seminary student learns so much information about the Word of God, but they don't know Christ themselves in a way that would make their ministry effective and fruitful, producing converts and sanctifying saints. And that has clearly been the problem to anyone. I don't care how long you've been a Christian or how much Bible knowledge you have. Any discerning believer can see where the problem is. I certainly agree with you, Jack. We need to use our God-given constitutional liberties to stand up and say, thus far and no more. Just like this last election, it was believers who came out to the polls in mass, whom God used to keep George W. Bush in office. Not that I agree with our president on everything, but especially the problem with the borders. But I, you know, certainly there was a tremendous impact on the last election, including the increase of the Senate members and so forth, because of conservative Christians. And believers need to continue to use their liberties to stand up and say no. But the primary problem, if that's all we do is have a social and political response as Christians, we're in big trouble. The primary focus needs to be on the things of God and spiritual, looking to Christ to change things, spiritually speaking, by the power of God. And that will only be done when pastors return to our primary ministry, which is intercession.
Amen.
Intercession, prayer is our primary ministry. Not preaching, not counseling, not discipling, not shepherding. Those are all number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but number one is intercession. There is an epidemic, Jack. An epidemic, and I wish I could scream it, but I don't want to blast out the listeners' radios, of pastors who have abandoned supplication, prayer, and intercession. And that is the reason why our church is dead, D-E-A-D today. A prayerless church is a dead church, and we see it.
Well, brother, I'll tell you, we're going to take another break here in just a minute, and I want you to get out your information for people to get a hold of you, but I want to thank you for your little scripture at the bottom of every page of your website that says that in all things he might have preeminence, because we're having such a problem today with Christians who believe that they have to hang up their Christian clothes Sunday night and go out in the secular world, and the twain cannot meet. And I have a major in the Phoenix Police Department that told that to a state senator, that he says, the reason I do things in my job as a police commander that are not necessarily biblical is because I have to go out in the secular world on Monday morning, and I have to hang up my Christian clothes on Sunday night, and then on Sunday I can put them back on. And the state senator was just blown away, because this guy's a Sunday school teacher in the same church he goes to. And I think that this is one of our problems, that like your message says, God must be in everything, preeminence in everything. And that's the way it used to be in this nation. I mean, my goodness gracious, and when you'd go to school, you were taught to read with the Holy Bible.
Yes.
Things have really changed.
Well, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
Yes.
What does nothing mean? Means nothing. In all things, he must have the preeminence. The minute we take our eyes off of Christ and try to do anything in the strength of the flesh with my experience, my wisdom, my background, we will instantly fail, or at least set ourselves up for failure.
Right.
God does all things through us when we are broken, when we are humbled, when we are completely dependent upon him to work in and through us. When we depend upon the agent of God to do this, the Holy Spirit, when we use the Word of God, then he can use the most insignificant, obscure person to do the greatest things.
Amen, brother. Listen, give out your information so that people can get a hold of you, because you've got a lot of valuable literature and things on your website, and people may want to contact you and help your ministry, brother.
And our website is just getting started, so they may want to check back. Our website is www.christbiblechurch.org, christbiblechurch.org. And a special offer tonight, Jack, to your listeners who are pastors and seminary students or aspiring pastors, we'll send a free package of literature, including books, booklets, and Xerox copies of crucial articles free of charge if they will simply email me or phone me or write to me requesting it. Our phone number is area code 510-537-5173. That's 510, area code 537-5173. And our email address is info@christbiblechurch.org.
Very simple. Very simple. Folks, that phone number again, three times here. Some of you might have been running for your pencils. 510-537-5173. Don't hesitate. Get a hold of this wonderful pastor and the work he's doing. He's located in Castro Valley, California. I don't know if you'd like to give out your full address there, brother, because there are people listening today like me that do not have a home church where the preachers will preach the whole Word of God. And there may be some of these people would like to support your ministry there with their tithes and offerings. So please give out your address, too.
And I do take limited speaking engagements. If a bunch of believers want to get together in the area and talk about the church or the seminaries or sanctification, you know, we can do that. My address is Christ Bible Church, P.O. Box 20989, Castro Valley, Castro like the dictator, Valley 94546. That's Christ Bible Church, P.O. Box 20989, Castro Valley, California 94546.
Very good, brother. Good. Now, I'd like to do this in the last few minutes, if you don't mind, of the program and open the phone lines up. We may have some callers out there. You and I will go on and discuss things, but let's open the phone lines up, folks, if you'd like to get in and talk to Pastor Joe here. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and that would be good if you'd like to get in and speak with him. But you do have his phone number, too, and we need to get this very important information, Pastor Joe, out to people. And I want to ask you right on the air here so the listeners will know, I want to have you back very, very soon so they don't forget about this conversation tonight, message tonight. And I'd like to have you talk about the church and the changes in the church, which you do so well. I was fortunate enough to hear the tail end of your talk on Dr. Stan Monteith's show, and that's how I found out about you. And you were talking about the changes in the church today that are so valuable to people to know about because they're probably going to one of those churches today. So, Pastor Joe, would you come back, say, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday next week on my morning show and then the evening show like on Republic Broadcasting Network and talk to us about the changes in the church?
Yes, I would. I'd be happy to.
Okay, you choose which day you want to do it, and I'll announce it on my program, and we'll just get right into the church so people will recognize some of the very important changes, very horrible changes that are happening in our church today. Isn't that correct?
That's right. Jack, I'm not one for bombast or making radical inaccurate statements, but I say with all conviction that today's church is not the same church that it was when I got saved in 1976 at the tail end of the Jesus movement, when there really was still some pockets of semi-revival and the power of God working in churches back then. This is a different church, and the changes have taken place very subtly and very incrementally. Very rarely is a true believer coming to the faith today or someone truly getting saved, and rarely do believers today who are truly saved walk with the Lord in the abundant life and enjoying the deep things of God. The falling away or the apostasia that was predicted by our Lord in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 is working in full force now to sanitize so much of the world, which also has an influence in the church, of the common grace as well as the power of God to keep sin at bay and to keep believers walking vitally in the power of God. So it requires some discernment to see what's going on today. And all that which we relied upon, the Bible's old-fashioned methods, the Bible's methods of advancing the kingdom, prayer, Bible reading, meditation, fellowship, prayer meetings, have been replaced by worldly methods to build up numbers in the church.
Yes, yes, brother, and I'll tell you, it is so sad because we hear from these Christians quite often, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and at least we hope they're brothers and sisters in Christ, but they are so angry with seeing us trying to work to take back the institutions and all, and they believe their pastors anyway are telling them that there's nothing left to do but get their own house in order because we're leaving here very soon. And so I'm happy to have you on, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks, to end out the program. We'll see about getting Pastor Joe back on next week. Stay tuned for more.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stapmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
We're coming back real quick here because we have Renee in North Carolina that would like to talk to Pastor Joe. Renee, welcome to the program.
Hi. I have a way to clean up the church. I have been to a church like this, but because people in power, they're not going to like it. We have the same problem in church that we do with the state. Too much power in the hands of the authority figures at the top. And they get spoiled and feeling entitled to this power. I went to a very unique Baptist church where after the sermons, they have something called sermon talkback. And they have microphones. And those people have the freedom to go to the microphone, and they can say whatever they want. I always witnessed a lot of politeness, but what's really amusing is to hear them tell stories on themselves where it kind of wasn't so great. Like the former pastor gets and laughs at himself, gets up there and tells on himself the stories about apparently how he and a parishioner had a tiff, and you know, the preacher got so mad he called the parishioner an expletive, and he laughs and laughs at himself. He has the ability to look at him, not be so like high-handed and stuck on himself, that he can look at himself and realize he's human like the rest of them. He's not above them. And I tell you what, this is one of the best churches I have ever been to.
Renee, let's let the pastor say something. We're just about out of time. Go ahead, Pastor Joe.
Well, I agree that pastors need to come down off of their high horses, so to speak, but you can cross over the line of what is proper and what is biblical, and you can take the holy, sacred things of God and you can marginalize and trivialize them by making a laughing stock of them because you're not upholding the biblical principles of preaching. And many misuse the pulpit. They use stories, jokes and so forth. And it's one thing to be down to earth, but it's another thing to use the fleshly techniques to entertain in the pulpit and to keep people's attention. Plus, it's very dangerous to open up the microphone to people after the sermon, because you can have unspiritual and unsaved people. If they can say anything they want, they can undermine the biblical message that has just been preached. I think the place for that is private discussion and counseling.
Well, no, see, I think what's good about it is he's going to think twice if he knows they believe that they have a right to be held accountable by their parishioners.
Oh, there's ways, Renee, to be held accountable.
Yeah.
There's definitely, we want pastors to be accountable, but on the other hand, you don't want to go to the other extreme and leave a door open for the enemy to work. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I wish I could talk more about it.
Well, we will. Renee, thank you for calling in. Very interesting information, and we're going to have the pastor back next week, okay? Thanks, Renee. Let's go real quick to Drew in Little Rock, our favorite Marine down there. Drew, you're on with another Marine, brother.
Yes, sir. We are Marines. God bless you. Semper Fi. Coming in hot and loaded here. Just a quick comment. Those of us in the Corps that had chaplains in Vietnam, we got a real spiritual kick, and we loved those men that put their lives on the line while we were in the bush and when we came back, and we didn't run around in joy after we killed somebody. We actually took reverence over that fact. And I'm sure that this chaplain knows that there's something has dreadly happened to the Marines of today. Is that not true, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Pastor
Well,
Joe.
I heard some good reports coming out of from our troops in Iraq, where chaplains are using the opportunity, though there's many suicides, to get around and pass out New Testaments and share the gospel with the troops. So I'm waiting to see what the effect of all that is.
No atheist in a foxhole. God bless
Amen.
You, Jack.
Thanks,
I'll see you
Drew.
Next time.
Okay, Pastor Joe, we'll get with you real quick here. We're totally out of time. Thank you, brother, and Lord bless you real good. Folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop here truly does love you, America.
Microforce filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.